Blog Talk Radio.
Jag älskar min straightway-stam och mina systrar.
Finland.
Olen hebrealainen Suomesta ja rakastan straightway-heimoani ja siskojani.
Israel. Ani Ivriam Israel. Ohevet et shevet straightway ve achyotai.
Trinidad. I am a Hebrew from Trinidad and Tobago. I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Puerto Rico.
Soy hebrea de Puerto Rico y amo a la tribu de straightway. Y también a mis hermanas.
Philippines.
Usa ko ka Hebrew gikan sa Cebu, Philippines. Gihigugman ako ang pamilya sa straightway. Labi na ang mga igsuon na ako nga babae.
Moi señor Ebul. Moi fait Haiti. Moi remé straightway tribu et semio.
Australia.
I am a Hebrew from Australia and I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Japan.
私は日本からのヘブライ人です。私はストライウェイ族と私の姉妹が大好きです。
Canada?
I am a Hebrew from Canada, and I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Shalom and greetings. Bless you all. It's Sister Ashley here in Lafayette, Tennessee. I'm your host tonight at Sister Sister Show. I'm alone. It's you and me, me and you. Tribal mentality tonight. I'll tell you what happened. Just moments before the show, I was speaking with Mother Jennifer, as she also was on the line with me waiting to go live. Give me sound check, please, if you can hear me. I think I'll be the only voice you hear tonight. As I'm talking with her, she says she has no power, no electricity where she's at. So I wanted to consider her cell phone use and her battery. And so she appreciated me considering that, of course. And I told her that I would tell everyone that I let her go. So she was here. She was willing. She was able. But you don't know when your electricity or power is going to be cut back on or how long it'll be off. And you want to hold on to that cell phone, right, for any emergencies or people that may need to contact her. So that's that. Hallelujah. If she needs to call in, she will. If she needs to listen, she will. But she needs to save that battery. Bless you all. Let me pull up my chat. I got two emails tonight. I dove into the archives, not too far or too deep into them. But I want to answer them to the best of my ability and what lies within me. All praise to the Most High. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Carrie in Australia and Sister Maya in the Philippines. Bless you both. Thanks for enduring and loving the Most High and standing. You guys are on my heart today. Many of you are, and I always say that I never have enough time to say all the names of those that I love. But hallelujah. So let's go. You know, we got 7 months until the feast, and let's dig in. Let's spend more time on our knees. You know, let's love our husbands. Let's be a friend to a sister. Let's let go of the past. Let's press towards the mark. Let's do that together. Let's lift up heavy hands that hang low. Hallelujah. And always, as always, follow our husbands as they follow the Messiah. I'm going to an email that was sent. I'm not sure. Let me see. Oh, it was only October 11th. Okay. October 11th. And I appreciated not only the email, but Straightway Home Meets. We have three of us. We have me, Mother Jennifer, and Sister Hadassah in Georgia that will reply. And Hadassah will make sure that nothing gets lost or forgotten and that everyone gets communicated to if Mother Jennifer and I don't see something. And so I appreciated, I assume that you, Sister Hadassah, that had sent her a reply and said, did you get your questions answered? And she said, no, not yet. And I appreciated the communication of you asking her again because it made the email new to me again, if that makes sense. So once an email gets open and it's already seen, I often will leave it alone, you know. And so here it is. Shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I confess that in the past when I was married, I've been a woman who could not, or rather would not, wait for my husband to complete certain tasks that needed to be done, most likely by him and not by me, in that I would figure out how to do them and do them myself. I now recognize that those bouts of impatience, selfishness, and strong-willed mindset was sinful and contributing to emasculating him as well as breaking down my own body physically. For that, I have repented, and I'm no longer allowing the devil to condemn me for the mindset. Hallelujah. My focus now is to truly be healed and restored to Yah's righteous design for me as a woman operating in femininity, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah again. So I'll pause right there, and there's still more to this email since it's just me tonight, and I'll throw in a little reflection right there. There are things maybe within the yard or the house that the husband is going to commit to doing and that he will need to do. You know, it's his role, right? And that strength of waiting, you waiting for him to do it, is necessary, you know? It's very necessary. Whatever he says he'll do, he'll do. There is the demand of a woman to do things prematurely or impatiently, because it's constantly on her mind. She's the homekeeper. She's the one keeping the list mentally of the things that need to be done. She's the one feeling the pressure, like it needs to be done quickly. And if you also have anything within yourself that, shalom and greetings, you both. I saw you both coming in. I'll hug you in a minute. If you have anything within you that really wants to be noticed for the things that you do inside your home, for the teaching of the children, for the rearing of the children, for the cooking, for the cleaning, whatever you're doing within the home, if you have something inside you, a wicked way in your flesh that wants attention for what you are doing, then you will jump ahead of him and do his role, his chores, his commitments, okay, because you want to be seen. And so that's just a reflection for that. All right, let's jump to the next point. She says, could you please speak about comparing and contrasting what it looks like to be a woman of strength versus being a masculine woman physically? All right, so she says, could you please speak or compare and contrast what it looks like to be a woman of strength versus being a masculine woman physically? And just moments before the show, not knowing that I would be alone tonight and without Mother Jennifer, I was glad I popped in and read this because this is a good question. If you consider the way of our society and what they consider strength, it does tend to be very fleshly. It's a quality or state of being physically strong, your ability to, you know, your resistance training, your exercise, your fitness, your body imagery, physically being strong, giving you an advantage or making you successful. So you would have an advantage over someone more feeble. You would have an advantage over someone who is out of shape. It would give you your flesh, it would give a certain strength and a certain mind. If you want flesh strength, hallelujah, you can have it. You can maintain it, and you can still stay holy. And there are people that do that, you know, godly or exercise profiteth little. So strength training, I consider the word resistance training, right? If you've ever done resistance training, you also apply that spiritually to the strength that we need mentally as women when you say, okay, if I look up strength in the Hebrew, it actually means security and separation. And there's quite a few variations of the word, and depending on how they use it, there's different meanings. So to have strength, according to the word, you have security in Yah, of course, and you would have a separation. So to be strong and to prevail over the enemy is your goal, to be strong. As a woman, your goal is to have strength to prevail over the enemy. And how you do that is by meeting the requirements of righteousness or godliness as a woman, as a weaker vessel, you know, being strengthened by your freedom and deliverance. Your freedom and deliverance is meeting the requirements of humility and change and transformation and everything that's laid out in front of you by, you know, the Father, by the Word. So then you have freedom and deliverance, then you create humility, then you triumph over the flesh, then you have victory, then you have strength by the blood. So it's not one-upping or gloating in flesh's ability, as the world would do for their strength. But at the same time, having strength is a great quality. This is a question that's come up before. Sonia Crago comes to mind because she's a woman I would consider as actually very physically strong, capable of lifting, moving, very needed on her homestead, very great qualities to run that homestead. You know, whether it's mowing, picking up a bale of hay, feeding an animal, the things that she needs to do to keep her husband's home and community running. She's the one that comes to mind. So that's a great strength to have those qualities. It doesn't make one masculine to have the ability to run a weed eater or to drive a tractor, right? I may not have to have that here because, hey, the brothers climb up the scaffolds and they build, okay? I don't have to do that, right? But I just want to present that mind to you because at different communities there are different qualities expressed in the women depending on their needs, you know, depending on what they're expected to do from their husband's perspective. But always and forever remember to the sister who wrote this asking about strength, you know, being a woman of strength, remember that Psalms 28:8 says Yahweh is your strength. Yahweh is your strength. Just because we say that doesn't mean we understand it. So David said Yah will give strength to his people. That means it's his. It's his strength to give. It's not of our own. You know, we can't put our strength in our flesh and believe that that's holiness. It's not. No matter how strong your flesh is, that doesn't equate holiness, right? And so the strength that comes from Yah is going to come from, or it's going to manifest in you by your silence, by your separation, by even your loneliness drawing near to Yah, by seasons of waiting, you know, by prayer, by just your stillness and being quiet. It's just a state of mind. Hallelujah. And this is where I would go. And what do you say, Mother Jennifer? Right? But she's not with me. So Psalms 52:7 said, this is the man, and it's talking about a specific characteristic of a man, the nature of an ungodly man, that says, this is the man that made not Yah his strength, that trusted in his riches and strengthened himself in his own wickedness. Okay, so there is that component. There is a nature of iniquity inside a human that says, I got strength when I got money, when I got more, when I got abundance, you know, when things are good, business is good, you know, paycheck's rolling in, got the car I need. But whatever that abundance does to the flesh, that iniquity within us feels strength in the flesh. But really being insecure and being secure in Yah and being strong as a woman in Yah is not fearing loss. It's not fearing loss of anything because of your commitment to the Most High and your commitment to your husband and your commitment to Yah's ways. You know, so it's not a fear of loss of money, fear of loss of a husband, fear of loss of children, fear of loss of home. There's no fear. So there's a security. There's a security in that state of mind of having strength, right? Hope that helps. Isaiah 30:15 says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. So that's another reminder. That's what the Father was declaring through Isaiah to the people, that in your quietness and in your confidence shall be your strength. So you would actually be strong-minded by remaining quiet and being confident in the Father, in full trust of him. But at that time, Isaiah 30:15, they also refused. They refused. So they didn't, just because he said that, be quiet and be in confidence. You know, it's going to be your strength. Doesn't mean they did it. So I just, you know, as far as gaining strength, and back to her question, she said, please speak, compare and contrast what it looks like to be a woman with strength versus a masculine woman physically. You know, study to be quiet. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, study to be quiet. Be quiet, doing nothing hasty, doing nothing rashly, you know, not jumping. When you look up rashly, it actually means to lean forward, you know, do nothing by leaning forward, right? Just be quiet. And I know it's a huge task. It's a huge task to be quiet because we have such an active mind. We have such a contrary flesh. And it's a huge task in front of us to quiet and still all those voices that we have in our heads. And you can't do it without the blood, and you can't do it on your own, and you can't do it in the strength of your flesh. You will not. Job said he weakens the strength of the mighty men. He really does. Consider yourself strong all day, and I'm telling you, the Most High Yah will weaken that strength and show you you are nothing, right? You are nothing without him. You are nothing. Hallelujah. And so I always lean to David's verse, Psalm 69:10. I wept and chastened my soul with fastings. That's what he said. I wept and chastened my soul with fastings. Why did I do that? Because I need to separate from this iniquity in me. I need to stop hearing this voice in me, you know. I need to rid myself of this masculinity. I need to submit. I only have the next however many weeks, days, months, or years that are allotted to me. I need to get on it, you know. And fasting really, really helps that happen. It really does. It proves your love and your surrender to the Most High. And, hey, may the Most High Yah will it that you would be doing some fasting this winter, you know, with the direction of your husband or your community lead. May that fasting really, really help you gain the strength of Yah. It's helped me. Back to our email, it says, more specifically, how does a woman stay within the perimeters of femininity as the weaker vessel without being weak, feeble, and useless, but also not becoming overly masculine physically? How do you righteously strike a balance between the two? Obviously, I would assume that you wouldn't have many examples of femininity in your life. I do. I have women of femininity in my life, specifically how women are with their daughters. That's a visual example for me. And maybe you don't have that visual, but seeing a woman with her younger, weaker, feeble child, teaching her, nurturing her, you know, comforting her, that helped me. So I took those attributes unto myself and began to practice them with children. And when you can really show compassion and mercy and patience to children, man, it's such a teaching tool, you know, because you realize how overlooked they are, how rejected they are, you know, how kicked to the curb they are. Anyway, I'm going to get off in a second to children. This is, once again, Mother Jennifer, this is where I would say, bring the balance. Talk to them, Mother Jennifer. Make sense of everything that I've been saying. But back to me. How does a woman stay within the parameters of femininity as a
bless y'all, thanks. If y'all give us a few seconds, we lost contact with Sister Ashley. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick, and we will be back on momentarily. Bless y'all. Shalom.
It's good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yah is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise Him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, O Most High, O
Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straightway.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
Bless y'all, saints. I thank y'all for y'all patience and y'all time with us waiting as we try to get Sister Ashley back on, but we have lost power completely here at the land. So we're going to end the show. I bless y'all for listening. Stay tuned next week. Hopefully she may pick up where she left off with the last email of the sister talking about the masculine spirit and how to not to be masculine in the physical as well as the spiritual. We bless y'all all. Don't forget, if you're not already subscribed to Pastor Dow's YouTube channel, please subscribe, Pastor Dow on YouTube. Also follow him on Patreon and support the ministry however you can. I bless you all. Shalom, shalom.